A jubilant head coach Mike McCarthy joins us now. And Mike, now I know why you practice that play every Saturday.
Every Saturday, rebound pass. We've been on the other end of that before, so it was, I mean, my goodness, just before the ball will snap, it's, you know, we were talking on the headphones, if anybody can get it, their Aaron can, and my goodness, I mean, what a great throw, and then obviously on the back end of it, what a great catch. So big time play at the last possible moment of the game, and we needed that. I think, you know, anytime you talk about grit and you have, examples of grit through your season, and you know, obviously with the number of injuries and things, guys just kept playing, giving us a spark here and there. And we talked about it at halftime. I mean, there was no way we were going to lose that game. I didn't think it was going to come down to that, but what a great win, a phenomenal win.
Mike, of course, you had to get in position to make that play. You're down 20-0 early in the third quarter. How'd you come back on both sides of the ball?
Well, really, I mean, I thought defensively, you know, we did some really good things. I told him at halftime, I don't ever sugarcoat it, but after I got past the hard stuff, I said, hey, this has come down to three plays. We had a bad punt that was, you know, they had bad field position that gave them their first field goal, and we had a lineman error that gave them the easy touchdown or, you know, assignment or so forth, and then they made a big play after the interception. So really three plays in the first half, you know, and we need to be four or five plays better than them in the second half. So and our guys just kept clawing. You know, they come out with that long drive there the first series in the second half, and we held them to a field goal. And you know, offensively, we were just trying to get some things going, obviously, you know, with the line shuffle and so forth. But you know, our guys just kept battling, and you know, our great quarterback pulled us through.
You talk about extenuating circumstances, and you talked about the line shuffle. At one point in that ball game, 80% of your preferred starters in the offensive line are injured, and yet you guys prevailed.
Well, I mean, that's why we've kept all these linemen. It's a great bunch. It's the best bunch I've had since I've been here, you know, and it's a great lesson. You know, you have to have it up front, and we have it up front on both sides of the ball, and when you get in games like this, you just keep slugging, let these perimeter guys battle, and that's how we're able to pull through this time tonight.
You gave young John Crockett a couple of at-bats, and he came through for you and gave a boost to the running game.
Sure did. I mean, that's what we're about. We develop young guys, and, you know, you really don't want to think you got to do it the way we did it and how it all came about, but if you're at practice every day. Crockett just works and works and works and works, and I was excited to see him get an opportunity. And frankly, if you'd have been on our sideline, you'd seen the juice that he brought. And the guys, the way his teammates respond to him going to game, that's worth a million words.
Final thing for you, Mike. When that sideline erupted, you saw Richard Rodgers make the catch. When that sideline erupted, one of the coolest moments ever for you in football.
Clearly one of the greatest moments, but I feel like I always miss out on about the first 10 to 15 seconds because you're just so paranoid about flags, you know, and I'm scouring, I'm trying to, you know, look around, make sure there's no flags down, but hell, the whole team was in the end zone by the time, I mean, I wasn't even halfway there. So a great moment. I mean, it's a moment that I know we'll always remember.